Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host, and I have a very special guest on the line. One of my loan officers on team, one of the loan officers on Team Hochberg, Abby Lehner. Abby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, David. Thanks so much for having me on here.
Well, I'm having you on because we started getting into a product that a lot of people don't know about, and I just wanted to bring some sunshine on it and just bring people the information to see what they could do with it, because there aren't too many loan programs out there, Abby, as you know, that homeowners can buy homes with 100% financing unless you're a veteran, because VA loans go to 100%, and unless you're getting some type of grant by a non-for-profit organization. But typically with those type of loans, you have to put something, at least some type of down payment into it. But with this USDA loan, it's a true 100% financing loan. And I just wanted to bring you on to tell our podcast listeners more about it. So everybody, Abby Lehner, what is a USDA rural loan?
So USDA is a loan program that's offered in 95% of Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, I mean all over the country, but in these states especially, it's huge. If you live in one of these states and you don't live in a metropolitan area, this program applies to you. So it applies to so many different people. And some of the benefits of this program include, of course, as you mentioned, 100% financing, which means no down payment. That's huge. No money. You can finance your closing costs into the loan. So again, no money. It has the lowest mortgage insurance of any grant program or 100% financing program. So as you mentioned, it has benefits that the grant programs and the veteran programs don't have, as well as the fact that it doesn't limit the population of buyers to this program. So it has low rates. If you've challenged credit scores, it's no problem at all. And the benefits of this program are really just endless. So there's so many people out there who think that they can't afford a home, and it's just simply not true.
And
you can't afford a home.
Two of the biggest barriers are credit and a down payment. But you need to have some type of decent credit to get in, and the people that have decent credit don't have a down payment. They don't have the money to put down on a home. They can't buy a home. With a U.S. rural loan, you can. Now, you said outside of major metropolitan areas. Let's take Chicago, for example. Okay, Chicago, if you're in the city of Chicago proper, all the way out to, I believe, it's Aurora to the west.
Right.
What's the northernmost suburb, the northwesternmost suburb that it'll go to? Will it go all the way up to the Wisconsin line, or does it stop at, like, Zion?
So it does stop. There are parts very close to the lake that are, like, Kenosha is not available. However, if you're in Lake Geneva, I just talked to a couple in Lake Geneva looking for a home, and they're able to use the USDA loan in Lake Geneva. So all of Lake Geneva is available in Wisconsin, and there's no loan amount. There's no maximum loan amount. So this is based strictly off of what you can afford.
Got it.
So
it goes off of where the property is located. There are two qualifications, right? Well, three, right? Number one, where the property is located, is it cannot be in a major metropolitan area. Okay, these loans are for rural areas, R-U-R-A-L, rural areas out in the country, farm communities, 200 population towns to 1,000 population town, not 8 million like Chicago has. Okay, that's why Chicago's not within qualifications of rural loans. So it has to meet, the location has to be within an area that supports rural loans, and we could easily look that up for everybody. All you have to do is shoot me an email, david@pearldavid.com, or easier, just go to wgndavid.com and get all of the contact information, wgndavid.com, to get all the contact information about USDA loans. Shoot me an email. Say, David, I want more information about USDA loans, and I will get you right over to Abby so Abby can answer all your questions. And then the other component, Abby, is there is an income level that the household has to meet. There's a household income level. Can you explain that in a little more detail?
Correct. So this is basically based, every different county has a different income level. It can be anywhere from $73,000 to potentially $92,000. So these areas, if your household income is less than $73,000 to $92,000, depending on your county, you will qualify. And those are households where there are four or less adults earning income in that household.
Right. And what that means is, for our podcast listeners that might not be as savvy as we are, because we do it every single day, it means that if grandma, or if your mom's living with you, or grandmother, grandfather, pop, or whoever is living with you, and they get Social Security or a pension, or they're working down at Walmart, or working at the gas station, or working an hourly job someplace doing whatever, turning, we have to count that income because they're living within the house. So that's why
that
we
also
need...
For 18-year-olds, if you have a kid living with you that's 18 and they've got a job, they're helping out with the household income, we have to count that as well.
Right. So if the 18-year-old is off at Starbucks or at McDonald's or is working at the factory, earning some money during the summer, or it's got after-school work, we have to count that income. So that's important. And again, it's specific to the county that you live in. So Ogilvie County will be different than Kane County, and will be different than Boone County. You know, will be different than whatever other counties we have out there in Illinois. So it's important to understand, if you live in the county, and like Abby said, we will send you a map of the state of Illinois, and it will show you the population area. Rockford is one of them. So if you're in the city of Rockford metropolitan area, downtown, you can't secure a USDA loan. You go 15 miles outside of Rockford, boom, you're in. Okay. If you're in downtown Chicago, you're not going to qualify. You go 25, 30 miles outside Chicago, you're banging up against the USDA rural area qualifications and availability of those loans. So if you go down to Champaign-Urbana proper metropolitan area downtown, it's not going to qualify, Abby, as you know. But if you go out into the farm communities and the sparsely populated communities around Champaign-Urbana, you're in luck. So you need to call, and the same thing up in Wisconsin. Kenosha doesn't qualify. Go up the road, Lake Geneva does.
Valparaiso doesn't qualify, but down the road does.
Down the road does, right. So Valparaiso, Indiana, Chesterton, Munster, that whole Gary, Indiana, that whole northwest sector of major metropolitan, of major industrial area in Indiana, doesn't. But if you go just outside of Maryville, probably 5, 10, 15 miles in those communities, boom, that qualifies.
Absolutely.
I used to live in Valparaiso. Funny that you brought that up. You go 5, 10 miles outside of Valparaiso on Route 2, you keep going south, I guarantee you those properties will qualify, because I used to live in Aberdeen. It's a golf community that they built like 20 years ago. I'm trying to forget, because I was during my first marriage, but it was about 23 years ago. I bought a townhouse on the 13th Green in Aberdeen, and back in those days, Abby, there was nothing there. There was like nothing. So if you continue to go south down Route 2, I guarantee you 15, 20 miles down the road, you qualify for rural loans. And if you take Route 2 all the way down to Valparaiso, Lafayette probably doesn't qualify, but the surrounding areas do. And if you keep going...
So we can show you this map. Honestly, if you look at this map, there's very small pockets that do not qualify. So most of the states really do qualify for this program.
Right. So if you're not in a major metropolitan area, there's a really good chance that you would qualify for 100% financing, and Abby would love to help you. Now, before we take off here, because I like to keep these about 12 to 15 minutes before, or else people fall asleep, Abby, what's the benefit to realtors? We talked about the benefit to the homeowners. Obviously, you know, you don't need the greatest credit. You just need to qualify based upon the property, where the property is located, and the housing income, and make sure that you qualify under those three parameters. Talk to me about why realtors should be aware and embrace this product.
There is no negative to this product for realtors. This is simply just increasing the population of buyers that can buy these properties. They can buy them for 100%. So if these realtors want to call us, we are happy to help market this program and happy to help explain more about how they can help their clients. Their clients are looking for a home. This opens up so many different houses that are available and eligible for this program. So really, this is just going to increase their business.
And more importantly, we could also use the approval process to get those borrowers approved before they go shopping for a home, before you put them in the realtor, before the realtors put them in their car, burning $2-3 a gallon gas on them. They know that they're approved, and we could close within 14 business days, assuming there's no challenges with the appraisal title and they don't blow up their credit or disqualify themselves by buying a boat or a household of furniture before they close or lose their job. Those are the only four things that could blow up
a transaction. Absolutely. That's a huge benefit for both the buyer to know getting into that car, going to look for houses, hey, I'm already approved for no money down. And the realtor knows, hey, I get to bring this person to all of these different properties knowing that they are eligible to purchase one of these houses and be able to close with no money down in 14 days.
You're missing the biggest point. And the biggest point is for all the realtors out there, if you have one person, one couple, one family that you're helping buy a home with no money down, there's a lot of other families out there that they know that they're going to invite to their house for a housewarming gift. And they're going to be like, guess what? Bought this for no money down, and I have a great realtor that could find you a home just like they found me a home. Why don't you give Sally, Johnny, Pete, or Kim a call and have them look for your home? And, you know, there's one down the street. We could all live on the same block, no money down, because typically people run with people within their same income category, and that's how one of our colleagues out in California has blown up the hit his marketing by just concentrating on USDA loans, and he closes over 240 loans a year. Of these, and he's got 25-30 loans in his pipeline constantly of USDA loans, and realtors love them because it removes the biggest barrier that borrowers have.
It just goes to show you how many people out there can actually be eligible for this loan, just seeing how many loans he's closing and how many houses he's helping people buy with this program.
And it's motivating us, and it's motivating Abby to get out there and help the listeners of the podcast and the listeners of WGN buy homes and experience the joy of home ownership. So if people want to reach you, Abby, how do they reach you, my friend?
They can reach me at 312-651-5358.
And you could also go to WGN David, shoot me an email, and we will get you over to Abby right away. Thanks for calling in and sharing all your knowledge about USDA loans. And our goal is to close at least 100 of these type of loans. I know I think we're at the end of March here, March 3rd, 22nd. So Abby's got a little work to do, and she needs your help. So if you're a realtor looking to expand your business and learn about a product that you're probably a little nervous about because there hasn't been any expert in the marketplace to really put their arms and legs and hands and their entire body around this, Abby's that loan officer. There's nothing to be afraid of. She will help you and help your borrowers get into a home with zero
down. I'm very excited about this program. I'm very excited to help the borrowers. I'm very excited to help the realtors. So definitely give us a call.
All right, phone number one more time, Abby.
312-651-5358.
All right, thanks for calling in, my friend.
Thanks so much.
That was Abby Lehner of Team Hochberg talking about USDA rural loans. So if you live in a metropolitan area, you don't qualify. But if you know somebody that lives in a metropolitan area, maybe your friend's family, coworker's neighbor, who is in a non-rural, heavily populated area, give us a call, 312-751-1333. We'll get you right over to Abby, or you could just go to WGNDavid.com. And one last note, if you find the information on this podcast interesting, please forward it on to your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors so they can learn about this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful loan product that most people out in the marketplace have no idea about. So please help us spread the word by sharing this and forwarding this and liking this and tweeting this and whatever else you do with it. Spread the word and help us get the message out. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.